This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Summarized it perfectly right there. As I say, shout out to all of you watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on all those platforms all day long. Yes, it's President's Day, but we're here live and local for you. And that's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Yes, we are going to react to the things that happened this past weekend in the Bay Area. There was some good, but a lot of bad. And as you pointed out, Nick, you watched. That's what I think you could say about yesterday. You watched. Didn't know what I was watching half the time. I was watching some rising stars that, you know, a guy named Draymond Green, who was on the pre and post game coverage and during the game coverage. During the games, I should say. So again, I can't even say all-star game because it was all-star games, all-star teams. I don't know what it was. But even Draymond Green was like, yeah, those guys shouldn't be out there tonight. His own teammate, he's basically saying, Trayce Jackson-Davis, who was on one of those rising star teams alongside a Dalton Knecht, a Keyonte George, an Amen Thompson. It was very odd. It was different. So I think we were watching it, you know, all of us saying like, okay, I'll give it a chance. Nothing's really going to change until the players start to care. And that's never going to happen. Like the NFL, to their credit, basically just said, F it. We're done. There's no game. We'll turn this into a bona fide flag football contest. And by the way, it's going to be an Olympic sport, I guess, going forward. So that's great. But the NBA has a problem. And it started with the Draymond Green generation. We'll get into what some of Draymond Green had to say. But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm just left scratching my head on what they can do. I don't know what they can do, Nick. It's something that Major League Baseball, they have a somewhat of a competitive series, and it's fine because they have so many different players that you can just showcase and showcase. You have an at-bat here. You have a bullpen guy here. Like, they kind of get it right, and it's fun, and it's no longer meaningful because, obviously, they took away the home field advantage, whoever the winner was. Now, I say all this to say, I don't know what you can change. I'm just going to say it first and foremost. What can they do, Nick, to make this thing a better product? Because I was like you. I didn't even watch the end of the game. I literally told you after they were doing.
You didn't miss much.
They were doing. I'm long-winded here, and I apologize. They were doing the eulogy of, you know, Kenny, Chuck, and Ernie. They're going to ESPN, people. They're not dying. Like, this isn't the death of the inside the NBA crew. They're still going to be around here. Why? What were they doing? So I turned it off and turned on White Lotus. Interesting first episode on HBO, but that's what I had to do. I couldn't even watch Steph win the MVP. I didn't care.
There is the biggest problem, Mr. Spadoni.
It's like a 5-minute rant.
People,
sorry.
It's all good. People have stopped caring enough to watch it through. The amount of texts on my phone towards the end of that game from friends of mine all over the country that said in as many words, I just switched to SNL. I can't take this anymore. We're really sad.
So SNL was doing Sunday Night Live, not Saturday Night Live yesterday?
It's the biggest audience, baby. The most money.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, the most
you
money.
You texted that, and I was like, huh. Yeah. Like, they're doing a lot of cameos. It's the 50th, right?
It's everybody, but it's interesting to me because one of my close friends in Chicago, he said, yeah, this is better. And I, of course, I'm sitting there going, well, why? He goes, because you've got star performers being together again, putting out star effort. And I thought to myself, that is really the juxtaposition against the All-Star game, because you have all these stars out there and they're just going to be jacking up a bunch of threes. And that's what this has been for years and years. Last night wasn't new. I mean, maybe the level of play at times was a little more than what we've seen.
Sure.
But Spadone, the entire tenor of the game, the day, what the weekend has become, was set by the face of the league prior to the game even starting. I mean, truly, when LeBron comes out and he goes, my ankle, it's still bothering me.
Nick, he's your age. Come on. Cut the guy some slack, all right?
This is the face of the NBA. He has been for years and years with Steph. If you don't have LeBron in the biggest showcase game that they have that's not the playoffs, and he says, I'm just my ankle, my foot's not there, I'm going to take a few more days. Just stand out there and throw some passes. Like Kobe, years ago, he played for 2 minutes. He was out there. And my point in the whole LeBron conversation is, as the face of the league, I feel like you have a responsibility and you have the mantle that comes with that. That's why I was frustrated as a basketball fan. Forget what I've done for almost 20 years at this point covering the league. I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, what? You guys texted me that LeBron was out. And I really thought that it was, I thought it was fake. I was like, there's no way that this guy is sitting out of this game in this moment, knowing, and Spadone, here's the problem, how much people wanted to see something different last night. They wanted to see some sort of, all right, how much do these guys actually care? And the fact that LeBron, of all people, said, you know, I'm not there, that was the sign of signs to me.
I understand, and people are going to be frustrated. You clearly are with LeBron. But, again, I think you'll agree with this. It's more of a league problem, right? Like, the fact that we're relying on LeBron James still at 40 years old, and, again, it's to his credit a little bit because he's still just been incredible this year. He was an actual deserved all-star. There's like, it wasn't some sort of, oh, yeah, here you go, lifetime achievement award. No, LeBron's been a top 10 player borderline this season. He's been incredible at 40 years old. But he's 40, and he still has to carry the brand and carry this. Steph, it's his weekend. He's almost 37. He's been 37 in less than a month now. He's getting old, man.
Which is also crazy.
Which is also insane, right? He's the same age and same birthday as my sister, Sasha. So happy early birthday to you.
Shout out to Sasha.
There you go. Like, Shea should have been the guy this season, right? It should have been about Shea, Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell. But it just seems like it's so difficult, Nick, for this new generation to take the league from these guys. And I don't know if it's the league's fault. I don't know if it's just people not connecting with some of these new faces. I don't know what it is. I do think Luka being out and not being there hurt them a lot. I even heard Jokic talk about it. I was like, it's weird Luka's not being here. Like, that's the face of the league right now. Just the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's been talking about Luka, and him not being there, I think, hurt, because he would have been the talk of the town had he been here. Shout out the town in Oakland, which I did think was one of the few winners of this past weekend.
Very much so.
Everyone talking about Oakland Arena, formerly Oracle, obviously, and all the memories there. Hell, even Kyrie and LeBron talking about it. KD, I thought KD came off great this weekend, saying he loves the Bay. The Bay still loves him wherever he goes. There's a lot of Warriors fans that still love him. I thought that was great to hear. But when you have, you know, during your broadcast, again, I keep going back to Draymond, and, you know, I'm just going to let Draymond talk because I think he resonated with a lot.
That's exactly the way Draymond wants it.
There you go. This is what, you know, Draymond, the guy, the face of this weekend alongside Steph Curry, one of the faces of the Golden State Warriors, on the broadcast for TNT and Turner Sports, talking about the format.
You work all year to be an all-star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against the U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
I wasn't as mad as Draymond was about this because, like, it's for me, it's all a spectacle. He's an athlete, though, so he's looking at it from his perspective. He thinks it's disrespectful for the likes of a Dalton Connect to be on the same floor as a Stephen Curry when we're highlighting the achievements. But at the same time, it's not the kids' fault, man. Like, it's not their fault that they're out there. Like, and what bothered me a little bit, and Sam put this in the thread, I was like, if you're the rising stars, shouldn't you have tried, like, way harder? Like, shouldn't you have actually been, like, defensively, like, no, I want to win this thing, right? Like, because it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Had they won, just think about that real quick, Nick, because that could have happened. That was a possibility. They tried to ice that game 15 different times, the OGs, and they still couldn't. Imagine had the rising stars knocked off the OGs and Steph and Dame and James Harden. Like, we would have been coming in here today just going scorched earth on everything.
I actually think it would have been good for the league because people would have said, this is ridiculous.
Right.
And this ties into everything that we're going to be talking about throughout the morning, Joe, but it ties into the first part of going back to LeBron. This game, dating back years and years, was made for the fans. Mm. The reason why people would tune into this game is to see LeBron and Steph pair up, go against whomever it was on the other side. People want to see those matchups. They always did. I mean, dating back to when I was a kid, you turned on the All-Star game because you wanted to see Michael and Scotty and Shaq and in my case,
it was
Penny.
Kobe versus LeBron. We never got to see it because one was Western Conference, one was Eastern Conference, and Kobe took it upon himself to guard LeBron. He blocked them a couple times in one of them. There was always that, we know who the guys are going to be at the very end if it's going to be a close game, and it always was back then. It always turned into a close game, and that's when they at least started to play some defense, which was refreshing.
And that was fun in the moment, because I think what's gotten lost is people say, it's become this three-point show. Nobody plays defense. Spadone, look back on those tapes from 15, 20 years ago. There were always those moments in these games where guys were kind of going through the motions and trying to get some cool dunk off, and stuff would happen, but later in the game, that's when I got tuned up, and that's what got completely lost. It just stopped mattering. The answer to the question that you posed, what can they do to fix this, is try. All they need to do is try. They don't need this gimmicky crap that, we're going to play against the rising stars, and I've heard people say, well, what about U.S. versus the world? I think that would work as a one-off. But I don't think that is something that people would tune back into year after year after year.
Especially coming off the Olympics. Exactly. We just saw the U.S. versus the world. We won the gold.
Exactly. People want to watch this game. They just want the players to try.
How do they try, though? That's what I would like to ask at 888-957-9570. Like, how, like, on a certain degree, that's just on the player. Like, I can't tell Stephen Curry to try harder when he's 37 years old. I can't tell LeBron, who's 40, you know, all of a sudden go out there like, and it's less so on those guys, more for the next generation, obviously. Like the Tatum, like, I actually thought it was refreshing. I saw Jaylen Brown. He was playing defense for the most part. Like, he was getting
Wemby,
in there.
Wemby
was playing some defense. I saw him actually sweating on the sideline profusely.
You never see that in the All-Star game.
No one's sweating in the All-Star game. I saw him sweating profusely. By the way, shout out to those watching and texting in on the text line, 888-957-9570. We are streaming on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Adam in the City, we'll get to you after the break here in a couple minutes. 888-957-9570. More from Draymond real quick, though, on about the Rising Stars thing, because I did think that perked up a lot of people's ears. Here's what he had to say in regards to the Rising Stars being a part of last night's festivities as well.
Yes, that they shouldn't have been out there. That's all they proved. They never belonged on that court. Those games weren't exciting at all. I didn't see you even smile during that.
Don't put me on.
It wasn't exciting at all.
That was unnecessary.
I mean, didn't belong on the court to stretch, considering like they almost gagged away that game. So would we have said that? Had the Rising Stars won it? I just thought the saltiness of Draymond, I get it. Because I think he was speaking for Jalen Rose, who was on there, Vince Carter. They were very professional about it. They didn't want to ruffle any feathers because, you know, I'll give Draymond credit for this because he's still a player, so he can get away with it. And he's still obviously working for Turner, but he's a player first and foremost. So he can go on and say, hey, the product that we're putting out there right now that I'm a part of, that I'm working on, it's not good. It's not. So I will give him credit for that.
The product is bad.
It's bad. I just, to your point, when it goes back to trying, Nick, I don't know how you can fix try. Like, I'm feeling like Yoda right now. Do or do not. There is no try. I don't know how they can get, like, care. Because whether it's they're too cool for school, they don't want to get injured. I don't know what it is. I mean, they named the award the Kobe Bryant Award, for Christ's sake. Rest in peace. And it's gotten worse than ever when it comes to trying in the All-Star game. Like, there's no pride at all.
And the worst part about all of that, Spadone, is the game isn't going to go anywhere. The weekend, and we're going to get into that over the next few hours, it's not going to go anywhere.
I wish it would just go away, to be honest.
Yeah, well, but why is it not?
Because they still rates.
It not only does it rate, it's money.
Well, exactly.
There is so much money that is piled into all of this. And to see what it's become, I can't stress this enough. When I first started covering the league and you got the experience of going to the weekend, it was awesome. There was access. You could talk to players. You could see everything that was going on, and you saw the matchups that everybody always were looking forward to. I remember being in Orlando, Spadone, Dwayne Wade broke Kobe's nose.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
He broke his nose.
Right. Like, yeah, the Mamba mask. Love the Mamba mask.
And to think that it's turned into whatever this is, to Draymond's point, I understand completely where he's coming from. And there's I'm watching Dalton connect and Dunn from the Suns.
He's looking good, connect.
Go back and forth against Steph and KD and Tatum. I mean, you don't want to watch that. People say, oh, well, it was competitive. You watch the All-Star game on Sunday to watch the stars of stars. Yeah. Those guys did not belong in the moment. But, and Charles Barkley got to this a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
There's not enough of an ownership from the players within to get this game back to the place that it needs to be.
888-957-9570. I want to get your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, on the All-Star Game weekend, the festivities. What did you like? What did you not like? There wasn't a lot to like, but again, I did think Oakland came out of a winner this weekend. All the memories at old Oracle Arena, now just Oakland Arena, I should say.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.